News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Over half of Ireland's septic tanks failed inspections, putting the health of our waters and our households at risk. It's from the latest EPA report. We're joined by Noel Byrne, Programme Manager in the EPA's Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Team. Noel, just take us through the findings. It's really stark.
Yeah, good morning, Jane. Look, today the EPA launched a report on the local authority inspections of septic tanks. And what the EPA key findings are, there was 1,390 inspections completed by local authorities, which is positive. But what we did find was over half the inspections failed, which is a real concern. And a faulty septic tank, it is a risk to the environment. You know, it is a risk to people's health. And especially if you had drinking water well on the same site as your septic tank, you know, that's when you can become quite ill if you drink contaminated drinking water. So all these issues must be resolved.
It was also pretty stark as well. You found basically when people were notified they had a problem with their septic tank, only 4 out of 5 people actually did something about it. Almost one in five didn't do anything about it.
We have seen the rate of resolution has improved. So you say, look, 4 in 5 now have been fixed. So of all the septic tanks that have failed since the start of the inspection programme, 4/5 of them have been fixed. But there is still that 1/5 of them, and half of those cases are over 2 years old. So they do need to be brought to resolution. Now, there's two factors in relation to this. If you like, it's the responsibility of the householder to ensure that the tank is properly built and maintained. But the local authority is the regulator in this space. Now, what we'd see from our report, 2/3 of local authorities are doing well. And they have, by working with the households, they have a high rate of septic tank fixed. We are seeing that there's 1/3 of local authorities where the EPA are calling on for greater enforcement effort to happen. So that rate of fixing faulty septic tanks needs to improve. So if you have an issue like a pipe going out from a septic tank into a drain and the local authority comes across that can't be allowed to continue. It's unacceptable in this day and age, and they have to bring those things through to resolution. And then the other side of that is it's the householder. It is the household responsibility to build and maintain a septic tank. There's a number of simple checks for a householder. You know, walk around your septic tank and your percolation area, see if there's any problems. If there is a problem, get it fixed. If you're eligible for the grant, do apply for it. You need to empty your tank once every 3 to 4 years. That will only cost you €300 every 3 to 4 years. And if you have a drinking water well, get it tested annually. The basic tests cost about €60. But by doing those simple measures, you will protect your family's health and the environment. You know, and I'd ask any of your listeners this morning, Shane, you know, is your septic tank working properly? Have you got your well tested? And if you do those things, you will protect yourself and your family.
Final question. We had a text in from a listener saying, yeah, there's a grant for septic tanks up to €12,000, but the tank has to fail the inspection first. Is that actually the case? Can you get the grant without actually failing a test?
Yeah, well, there is the grants are 3 categories for where you can get the grant. If you're in this kind of called very high status areas, you can apply yourself. And there is a map available on the department website of where those areas are, so you can apply yourself to the grant. If you're identified in what they call a priority area for action by the local authority, they will tell you that you're in an area now that qualifies for the grant and you can apply at that point. But for most of the inspections, they are, or for the grants, they are related to people who have failed inspections. The grant scheme is run by the government. What they want to do is focus the investment, if you like, on the areas of greatest need. So if we have problems, and if you like, the inspections are completed in areas within 100 metres of a water course. So those are the areas that are going to cause the greatest risk on the environment.
Sure.
If you have a problem there, you want it fixed. We would say the grant has greatly increased. It's gone from 5,000 to 12,000, and that is really helping resolve.
Can you ask for your tank to be inspected?
No, you can't necessarily ask for your tank to be inspected. No, that's not the purpose of the grant scheme. So the grant scheme is there, you know, if you like, to fix those problem ones in the high-risk areas and or in those other, if you like, priority areas where you can apply. I think if you have a problem, you know, from your own perspective here and you have a tank, really the onus is on the household to say, well, look, what do I need to do here to fix this? Yeah. A lot of these problems, they might be complicated. Simple maintenance is about €300 every 3 or 4 years. But if you have a more bigger problem, really to protect your family's health, you need to sort it out and get it resolved.
Noel Byrne, Programme Manager in the EPA's Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Team. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.